Both the Rebbe and the Lubavitcher Hasidim became caught up in the belief that they were living in messianic times and that they could hasten the coming of the Messiah and the Day of Redemption through their own actions. That concern with the Messiah began with the fifth of their seven Rebbes, the sixth Rebbe, who made those concerns public during the dark days of the Holocaust and reached a climax with the seventh and most recent Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Beantown fans would flock to Fenway Park and the Boston Garden to see the Red Sox and Bruins play baseball and hockey, respectively. But when it came to witnessing some of the world's greatest athletes perform acts of unsurpassed physical artistry around a basketball hoop, the interest level declined precipitously. Attendance figures tell the sad story. Between 1959 and 1966, the prime years of the Celtics dynasty, eight consecutive world championship banners were raised to the dusty garden rafters, but only an average of 6,783 fans per game bothered to make the trek down Causeway Street. Since the garden had a seating capacity of 14,000, this meant that the Celtics regularly played in a building that was less than half full. The aliens' goal is to return to the sunken ship and free the life matter presently inside the capsule, waiting to be released for their well-being and supposedly Earth's. Will he accomplish his task in time to avoid contamination or destruction of his precious live consignment? What would that genetic release do to Earth's civilization and our quality of life? What are the human philosophical and theological implications of this receding trip of no return to the alien's planet of origin? Will the ambitious and ruthless men who want to use him be able to find him? And if they do, will they capture and exploit him for their own profit motives, or will they be thwarted in their criminal plan?